To get one perspective on GM's effort to recover, we've called auto industry consultant Marianne Keller, who's on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is GM right to think that it can save itself by making the company smaller?
Interesting observation. I think you have to put it into perspective. General Motors has gone through this kind of restructuring that involved elimination of workers and plant closings at least four or five times in the last 20 years. So it's part of the process. It's a necessary result when market share falls, as it has for General Motors, because it's just adjusting its capacity, both in people and facilities, to what's happened in the marketplace. But it is, in and of itself, not an action that takes the company forward. It's a response to the fact that, you know, it doesn't need these people and it doesn't need these factories.
It's acknowledging the problem rather than fixing the problem.
Acknowledging the past, yes.
Now, the company has complained about its health care costs. As we heard in Jim Zaroli's report, the figure was given of $1,500 a car. What, if anything, would make GM's health care costs any worse than anybody else's?
Well, just what I've said. The fact of the matter is that when General Motors lays people off, as they have repeatedly, in the 1980s and 1990s through plant closings, they do not go away. They've often gone through early retirement and then into the retiree pool because General Motors has had a very old workforce and it's aged over the last 20 years since the company has not been expanding and adding new workers. And hence, you've got a situation at General Motors which is much worse than at any other auto company with 2.5 retirees per active worker. The ratio at Chrysler is like 1-to-1. Because it hasn't had quite that same outflow of workers into the retiree pool relative to the active workforce in recent years. So, healthcare costs were negotiated, healthcare benefits were negotiated through various union contracts, but obviously when the company negotiated them, they never foresaw a time when their market share would be 25% and they would have such a shrunken workforce carrying the burden of these costs. So, to an extent, they are unique to General Motors only because of General Motors' 15 or 20 year history.
Which underscores what you said about this this elimination of jobs just being a response to a problem and maybe not a solution, because we were just told in that report that some of these people won't be fired, they'll be retired, and so their health care costs will still be on the books.
Exactly, because Rick Wagner was specific and said this is through attrition. Well, attrition means that they get old enough to take retirement and then they become part of the retiree pool drawing pension and health care benefits from the company.
Now, might GM be able to pay all of these costs a little better if it was making better cars?
Oh, of course. I mean, the secret here, since this is a fixed cost, is to spread those costs over more units. If it's $1,500 a car based on today's production. If they sold twice as many, it would be $750 a car. It might not seem so burdensome at that point, but GM has had a dual problem of shrinking and putting workers into the retiree pool and having to pay them, and at the same time not generating the revenues on the in its primary business of selling cars to actually support that cost.
Well, why have they been so bad at coming up with models that the public really wants to embrace in the way they did in the past?
General Motors has been focused on, in the United States, on big SUVs and big pickup trucks. I mean, that's been their product strategy for a long time. It worked as long as gas was cheap. But gas is not cheap, and General Motors is having a very hard time absorbing the blow of higher gas prices. They really have not paid attention to fuel economy technology, nor have they paid attention to developing crossover vehicles, which are similar to SUVs in many ways, which have better fuel economy. They've just been very late to the party, and that's probably their primary problem today in the marketplace.
And in a couple of seconds, they've also been late on hybrids, haven't they?
They disavowed hybrids and preferred to invest in hydrogen, but that's, you know, a decade away at best. And so, you know, here again is another example of General Motors placing too many eggs in one basket and then sort of hoping that the environment would cause people to continue to want to buy these giant SUVs, and it's not.
Auto industry consultant Marianne Keller, thanks very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Marianne Keller speaking after General Motors announced proposed plans to eliminate 25,000 jobs. You're listening to Morning Edition.